On Center College Week, improving healthcare access can improve healthcare outcomes, but how do we do it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Scott, associate professor of chemistry, examines a path forward.
Underrepresented minorities and socioeconomically challenged communities carry a disproportionate burden from both communicable and non-communicable diseases, which drain financial resources and decrease life expectancy for millions of people in the United States and across the globe. The discrepancy in the impact of the disease is due in part to the lack of early diagnosis and pathology services, which are critical for early detection, diagnosis, and disease management. Point-of-care diagnostic systems increase access to diagnosis by providing opportunities for at-home or on-site testing and shorten the time from analysis to diagnosis, thereby improving care and treatment decisions. Current point-of-care systems, such as the rapid COVID or flu test, offer advantages of portability and quick results compared to traditional laboratory-based analysis, but still suffer from several issues, including limited options for biomarkers of certain diseases, complicated protocols that may be difficult for untrained personnel to complete, and limited ability to quantitate the results. Our group is working to fill some of these gaps in the point-of-care diagnostics world by novelly combining engineered nanoparticles with the microfluidic lateral flow platform. The nanoparticles are designed to respond selectively to a specific biomarker and generate a signal that will be read on the lateral flow platform. Qualitative results will be visually read by the user without the need for additional instrumentation, or, if desired, quantitative results can be generated with the aid of a smartphone and a camera or a custom-built instrument we have also developed. To date, we've demonstrated capabilities for nucleic acids such as tuberculosis disease DNA, small molecules such as cortisol, or larger proteins such as the inflammation marker C-reactive protein. In the future, we will look to continue to expand the biomarkers and diseases we can detect and further increase access to affordable diagnostics.
That was Daniel Scott of Center College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.